This is a Veritex Community Bank Roadshow, live from Klein's Jewelry. This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Now, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Welcome back, live at Klein's, 5868 West Timer. We're going to do, guys, let's do passing drills. We need five offensive and five defensive players, okay? But it's walking. You cannot knock people over. You cannot run. It's walking. Thomas, but how old are you now, Thomas? You're grimacing as you're throwing a pass 10 yards. All right? Thomas has been our all-time quarterback for years now. And he's loosen that thing up, man. Loosen it up, brother.
I can't jack somebody up with their five.
No, you can. Well,
you can jam them.
Yeah.
You got to be able to get off a jam.
Jam them off. If they can't get off the line of scrimmage, then that's on them, okay? You got to be able to get to elude the defender. If you can't get off the line, you're never going to make it in the bigs. Press coverage? Okay. Let's see. Let's see, brother. Thomas is going to throw, and we'll be the judge.
There's a lot of players.
We'll be the judge of who was best, and we'll give them I don't know. Courtney's got the prize, and we'll figure that out.
It wasn't my thought, but should Casario be out here? Because they don't have a lot of players. Should they be trying to run, looking at us
who?
For tryouts? The Texans. They don't have a lot of players for Sunday. Are they going to play that game?
Listen, I don't know that the Texans could get off the line against some of these, against Clarence here.
Other than okay? Brandon Cooks, you're probably
Brandon
right.
Brandon Cooks might be able to get off the line against you, but that's about it. All right. What, Nico? Nico? Nico's going to get off the line? I don't think so. What happened to that? Didn't they have a white wide receiver once? Yeah, that's right. What happened to him? God, he might still be there. I don't know.
Who knows?
I have no idea. No one's seen him. He's in witness protection. He's with the Texans. Kevin Walter. Yeah, no. And Kevin Walter's still around. He's in town. Still hanging. Hey, stop grabbing your shoulder every time you throw. Oh, my gosh. That's
great. He's not going to have to throw very far.
What?
Who's getting off the line?
No.
He's not going to throw very far.
Not going to have to throw very far at all. So, free burritos here from hey, how about Freebirds, everybody? Get on over there and eat.
Yeah.
Clear the line. See, what I love about our listeners, as soon as the food shows up, they're ready.
Yeah.
Okay? They were ready for beer at 7 a.m., and they're ready for Freebirds now.
The prize for this is the overnight stay at the Woodlands Resort.
At the Woodlands Resort.
Yes.
Very nice. Very nice. Nothing says wonderful like a trip to the Woodlands, all right? I mean, no, honestly.
No, you sounded very
there?
Sincere with that one. Yeah.
No, I go there all the
there,
time.
Maybe.
I go
up
there
a golf course?
Yeah, see, of course.
Yeah, Carlton Woods. Are you kidding? It's
are they gonna
the
let
best
these people,
course here.
They're going to let these people in at
it's
Carlton
the best
Woods?
Course in the city.
Are they letting these people in at Carlton Woods?
Yes, they'll let everybody in at Carlton
Woods. What do you
well,
mean by
Carlton
these people?
Exactly yeah. What you think I mean. Yeah.
Not Carlton Woods, per se, because you got to be a member there. They're wonderful
Did
people.
Did I say that wrong? No, we're changing the prize. Never mind. Okay.
Woodlands Resort. Yeah.
Yeah.
Right. We're going to judge
can,
who,
yeah,
who
we're
did the best.
Judge.
Who was the, we're going to judge who did the best. So, Thomas, okay, well, let's get our contestants up here. By the way, this is horrible radio for everybody driving around the city. Just the worst.
It's horrible for
and
me,
we,
and I'm
and you know what?
Here.
We, it's really.
It's not great for me. I'm standing
and,
here.
And you're here. And you're here. That's how bad it is. What happened to the cops?
Well, it wasn't for us. It was for something much more serious.
Oh, really?
Yeah, like an abduction, I believe.
What, really?
Yes.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Oh.
Had nothing to do with us, thankfully. Although that other thing's pretty bad, too.
No.
But,
which is worse, the abduction or this?
I mean, if I was off the air, I'd have an answer. But on the air, clearly it's the abduction. Yes.
Clearly being abducted. All right, so anyway, we had the cops here, and nobody got arrested. That's disappointing. All right, are we ready? What? Courtney, let's go. Let's get it going on here.
So Thomas
we got
is
our,
warmed
we got
up.
Our
he's ready to go.
We got right. One-on-one. All right, it's walking, no running. If you run, you're out.
This is the end
which
zone
so,
right here.
This is
these why wide, are we walking? Because people could get hurt. Is that what we're worried about?
These wide receiver drills are this is the most unathletic wide receiver drills ever.
Look, we've got an end zone right here.
Right.
And I guess if they score, then they win. Or we'll judge
we'll
if
judge.
There's more
we'll judge
touchdowns.
Yeah, right. All right. Are we going to have press coverage or what? Let's go. Ready, Thomas? Let's go. Down. Set. Hut. Here we go. Walking. Walking. He's. Oh. Oh.
That's a completion.
No.
No, he caught that. That's a completion.
He caught that.
Good hands. Good hands.
But he didn't score. He didn't score. Sorry. He downed himself. All right. He took a knee.
We're not doing four downs.
No, no, no. One down. One down. Let's go. Who's next? Get up there. Okay, so Thomas is throwing. Ooh, we got AJ against Clarence. This is the big.
And Clarence was talking about press coverage and bumping and getting his hands on guys.
Who was the big fat middle linebacker for the Steelers?
LeVon Kirkland.
LeVon Kirkland. All right, against Donald Parham. Okay, let's see who wins.
You really
this one.
Just insulted Donald Parham.
Who was a big tight end? AJ, let's go, AJ. Let's see if you can beat him. A Redskins hat. What the hell?
We don't say that anymore, John.
Oh, that's right. They were the Redskins when he caught that.
We got some hand fighting.
A swim move. He's got him.
Oh,
incomplete. Nice job by the Texans. Hey, that was a good move.
The Texan made a play. Look at that.
All right. Way to go, Tavir. Isn't there a Tavir on the team?
If you say
I'm
so.
I'm pretty sure
Did you just make
Tavir.
Up a name?
He just made
Tavir
up a name.
Tavir Thomas. I'm pretty sure they
Are
got
sure?
one.
Are you sure?
I'm pretty sure they
okay.
got one. Way to go.
And he plays corner?
Down, set, hut. Oh, he's taking his time. All right.
He's got a body of rebounded. Oh, that's a bad throw by Thomas.
Malcolm picked him off.
That's a bad throw by Thomas.
That was a bad throw, Thomas. That was awful.
Underthrew him.
Yeah. All right. Aaron Rodgers ain't worried about his job today. All right. Here we go. Last one. Is this last one? Down. Set. Hut.
One more.
Here we go. And now
ooh, he's
over the top.
You got,
he's going over the top.
Him.
No.
Oh! Touchdown.
Touchdown.
We got
a
nice first
one.
Touchdown.
Nice one.
In slow
that's
motion.
Beautiful.
He might be the winner.
Clarence, that's the winner right there so far.
Against one of our promo staff.
Against our promo guy. Let's
if you
go.
Let Clarence beat you, you can't
down,
come back to the
set,
station.
Hut.
Oh, he's hand fighting.
Press coverage.
Evan actually played at Sam Houston, so.
Then he can't lose this one. Body
no,
him.
No, he better not.
Someone finally hit the ground.
All right.
And hey. He was in the stands.
Arena football.
Amber's here. Yeah. Oh, and she
and
brought
Jackie's
Jackie.
Jackie's here.
And she brought Jackie. All right, Doc Linville called. All right.
Wait. No, get him and good Jackie together for a picture.
Oh, yeah. Evil Jackie and nice Jackie. Let's see him. Guess which one's which. Congratulations. Where's our man? He caught the touchdown pass. Congratulations. He is our winner. Hey, you guys want some free birds, free burritos? Come on up. Grab some free burritos. Tyler, you work here. You're not supposed to
get
them.
That's one of the benefits.
It's for the
what are you
people.
Talking about?
Yeah, it's a perk,
right.
John.
Yeah. Here we go. Come on
like
up.
Like he doesn't know
thank
what
you to
perks
free birds.
Are.
Yeah, this
free
guy
birds,
lives
we appreciate
on perks.
You, Herb. Get one.
John's like, hey, wait a minute. You can't take something for free.
Come on.
John always does that.
Hey, no. That's my bit.
All right, let's go. Who wants free birds, free burritos? Here we go. Come on up. Free birds, thank you so much for being here today. You guys are awesome. Way to go, baby. Too late. Oh, hey. Well, you dropped the ball. You don't deserve anything.
He said he caught it.
Oh, you did, but you didn't score.
He didn't score.
He
didn't
stopped.
Score.
You didn't score. How good is it if you don't score? Thank you. Hey, for those of you who don't know, we are here live at Klein's. We got Freebirds. We've got it's awesome. We're also collecting for Gilbert. So it is fantastic. We really appreciate y'all bringing up. The people have brought up money. They've got hats. Chase brought a U of H hat. Irv made him a hat that says "Keep those egg rolls frying," and it's got Gilbert on the side. And what does it say on the back, Irv?
Big deal.
Big deal. Big deal.
We do have to question if the money will make it to Gilbert. So we're gonna treat you like we treat JJ Watt. You're gonna have to tell us where and how that money got to Gilbert. Okay, make a pinned tweet with the video of you handing that money to Gilbert.
Listen, if you can't trust me and J.J. Watt, is that what you're saying?
That's what I'm saying.
Really?
Yes. Pin tweet or video, we're going to need evidence that money makes the Gilbert.
We'll count it before we go.
Look,
and then we'll
let me point
it.
Out something. John's been talking about going like Golden Nugget all week, and he's just got free money.
a big collection for Gilbert, everybody.
Gilbert. Keep it coming, everybody.
Yes, everybody. Let's start throwing some hundies in here.
John's got a party.
That's at 21. Let's go. On the roulette, I'm going to get on the roulette table. No, I'm going to try and double this money for Gilbert.
Oh, that's what you should do, yeah.
All right. That's what we're going to do. No, we're going to give the money to Gilbert. He's never, and I'll tell you, I was talking to Chance about this. Gilbert has never had this much money
What do you think he's going to do with it?
In his life.
The question is, where is that money going to go for Gilbert?
What can he buy in this?
Hookers and blow.
Home?
All right. I mean, let Gilbert go out strong. Okay.
Okay. I'm not going to fight you.
Hookers and blow. You don't think Gilbert would love that? Yeah. Well, maybe not the blow. I don't know. But I know. Well, Gilbert's got something on his mind.
You know what?
All the time.
You know the problem?
All the
time. The problem with giving him the money, he can never call himself a poor seaman again.
No, he can't. He can't call himself.
He can never do it again. That's over.
No, Gilbert, we know you got money. We know you
got
money.
That is over.
Hey, John, buy me. He's still, you know what, though? Gilbert will have all this money in his pocket. He'll still go, hey, John, buy me a hamburger anyway.
As well you should.
All right, Gilbert. You got it. No problem. So we're going to take this to Gilbert at 10. Hopefully we'll have a caravan go up there, and we'll all wish Gilbert a Merry Christmas. For those of you that can come, please do.
Do you know?
And then we're heading to Nick's place afterwards.
Why do you think Gilbert wants all these people to show up? You know he doesn't.
I know. But he's going to have to pay for this. Okay?
He's got to pay the toll.
Yeah. He's going to have to pay for this. That's for sure. Why? We're supposed to make Gilbert comfortable collecting all this money
this
for him?
I thought that's what this was about.
No.
It's a Gilbert Christmas. You think he wants all these people with him?
Don't worry. When he sees all this money, he won't care.
He'll forget.
About
it. He will forget.
He won't care about anything. So anyway, we are going to have a big – look at that burrito. They're doing – how about this? How about Freebird stepping up with the big boy burritos out here? We got a big listener, and they're getting bigger, okay? Freebirds and beer and Coors Lights, all right?
Yeah, I didn't see any gym memberships being handed out.
The what?
You're handing out burritos and Coors Light, nothing from 24-Hour Fitness? Nothing?
No, we don't care about
– I know.
No, we ain't doing 24-Hour Fitness. We're eating and drinking as much as we can because it's Christmas. Christmas at Klein, so that's what we're going to do. Anyway, Lance is texting. Did you see this?
Oh, he's able to text?
My guy from Blood Brothers is bringing over a brisket for the party.
Hours ago.
Hey.
Thanks.
Hey, Lance, if you were here, you'd know.
You'd know that came at about 7:15.
Yeah. Thanks. And then, And it was gone. Our people said, what? Oh, yeah, we're going to eat. So we're going to take a break live right here at Klein's Jewelry. We love Mark. And listen, get on in there and enjoy a Christmas. Make sure that she's got what you want. I look at the guys in there. Now, I love these guys. Listen, it's telling if you're in there right now trying to buy something
you
didn't do anything this shopping.
If
you
we're the ones nothing. Driving you to get a Christmas gift, you clearly did not care enough.
You did not care. But she's going to think you did. It's going to be, hey, trust me, I've done this before. Hey, Mark, bail me out. And he did. Boy, has he ever. And he's done that every single year. So you get in there. He's got unbelievable pieces in stock right now. And you can take advantage of Mark. And trust me, it's taking advantage of
Phrasing.
Mark because he
Phrasing,
is.
Phrasing, John.
Pardon me?
Phrasing. Taking advantage of Mark.
I'm taking advantage of his prices.
There you go.
And his pearl necklaces, okay? All you got to do
is get
How
many did you give out? How many pearl necklaces did you give out this
morning? I didn't give out any pearl necklaces.
You gave a couple guys pearl necklaces.
Well, I gave one guy a pearl necklace. That's it. But he deserved it. He earned it. We're going to take a break live from Klein's right here on ESPN 97.5 and 92. We're going to do this next. Well, when we come back, we're going to do our spelling bee. We need at least five guys who can spell sports names. Ten guys. We're going to see. And Diamond Heart Earrings. Diamond Heart Earrings. Come on up. Stand up here and get in if you want to play our spelling bee here at Klein's.
Do you think we spelled these right on this list?
It's our gift to you.
Wow, just what I've always wanted.
Sports. ESPN 97.5.
G
You're listening to a Veritex Community Bank Roadshow, live from Klein's Jewelry. This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Now here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back here at Klein's Jewelry. Thank you, man. I appreciate it. Thank you. Everybody's bringing up gifts. We really appreciate it. I didn't get you guys anything again. So, but we are giving gifts to Gilbert, and it's a lot of fun, and we really appreciate it. We got a basket full of money for him, more money than he's ever had in his life. We've got gifts that people have brought up here. And if you're in the neighborhood and you want to drop something off for Gilbert, you're more than welcome. We're at 5868 Westheimer at Klein's Jewelry. And if you want to come on up and just put some money in the basket, you're more than what we really appreciate that. Look who's here, Scott McGrath. He's taking off from killing bugs to hang out with us. Oh, and there's the guy that sounds like Scott McGrath in the commercials. All right, so we are here live at Klein's, and we really appreciate all you guys coming out. Lance isn't here today. What do you guys say? How about let's give a big boo to Lance? Boo, you suck, Lance.
Been saying that for years.
Yeah. You have been saying that for years, Del. You've been consistent in that one.
That's the one thing I am consistent with. Lance blows.
So
relax.
So what we're going to do here now, state your name, Clarence. We know it's Clarence. We're going to give you a name of a sports person, and you are going to spell it. If you spell it correctly, you move to the back of the line. If you don't, you chug a beer. All right? Are you ready?
Are you ready?
He's already reaching for the beer.
Yeah,
he knows.
Clarence. All right, you ready?
A beer be ready.
This is easy. This one is easy. Hakeem Olajuwon. Spell Olajuwon.
I'm not a Houston fan.
What?
H-A?
The last name.
Just the last name.
O?
That's correct. Slow down, Clarence.
You're speeding through this.
You're going Ola. You're going too fast, Clarence.
O-L?
Okay.
That's a good start.
J-U-W-A-N.
Oh, sorry. O-A.
O-A. That's correct.
Too late. Drink.
Drink that beer.
And exit the line,
sir.
What
are they doing? A ding or a...
Bum, bum, ba, bum.
Oh, yeah. One of those.
Yeah, Aaron, one of those.
Hey, Aaron.
Yeah, Aaron would have to play it.
Aaron, have a The Price is Right gong ready for him. Bum, bum, ba, bum, boom. Way to go,
beer,
Clarence.
Though.
Hey, you chugged that pretty fast.
All right, are you ready? Here's Dr. Dre. Dr. Dre, you ready?
Step up to the oil mark, please.
The spell, Austin Eckler.
Just the last name.
Clarence is going to be furious.
Can you use it in a sentence?
Yes, Austin Eckler ran for 100 yards.
Austin Eckler won't be playing on Sunday.
Yes.
Go ahead.
How's that?
E-K-E-L-E-R.
Correct. Way to go. Get to the back of the line.
Back of the line. Right, since Key's not a letter, he's okay.
Technically, you spell that
E-K-E-K-E-K-E-K-E-Y.
Key.
Yeah.
He's, all right.
Ray.
Ray. Spell Dirk Nowitzki.
Just try.
Not even going to give it a go? Come on.
Visualize the back of the jersey. Just go.
Wow. All
right.
John's making the list.
It's just the list. It's
John's
just
picking names.
What's your name?
Ben.
Ben. Whataburger Ben, you ready?
Yes.
Tyran Matthew. Oh. Spell Matthew.
M-A-T-H-I-E-U.
Correct.
Ding,
way
ding,
to
ding.
Go. Way to go.
All right, what's your name?
You ready? What's your name?
Frank.
Frank. Spell Tillman Fertitta.
Boo. Oh, sorry.
F-E-R. T-I-T-T-A?
Correct. Way to go. Spell. Are you ready? All right. That's a coach. Coach Bear. Spell Jose Urquidy.
Oh. He's looking up in the clouds for the letters.
U-R-Q-U-I-D-E-S?
D-Y.
D-Y, sorry.
Drink a beer.
Drink a beer.
Drink a beer.
And out of the line.
Get that sound.
Beat it. You don't know your team.
What was your name again?
Daniel. Kaimi Fairbairn. Spell Fairbairn.
F-A-I-R-B-A-I-R-N.
Correct.
Yeah.
Way to go.
Is his first name on the hard list?
It should be.
Yeah.
It's harder than his last name,
yeah,
I think.
It's harder.
Or at least the full name.
Yeah.
Of it.
Well, we're not doing that to somebody.
All right.
What's your name?
Malcolm. Malcolm. Spell Wayne Gretzky. Gretzky.
G-R-E.
He's got a point. He's got a point. I didn't want to say it because it feels like it's going to come from me, but someone else had to say it.
He said, you're asking a black guy to spell a hockey name.
He has a point, John.
All right, you're a G-R-E.
G-R-E. T-S.
That's already wrong.
That's all right. Beat it.
Is the 97.5 spelling? John, is the 97.5 spelling be racially biased? Is it racially biased in 975 Spelling Bee? You asked.
What's your name?
Young Barton, are you ready?
He can't chug a beer. What are we going to give him if he gets it wrong?
Spell. Yeah.
Eggnog?
No. He's going to drink a sparkling water from Rambler.
Yeah, you got to chug that if you get it wrong.
You got to chug from Rambler, okay? Why can't he drink a beer?
Because his dad would have to give
him. Well, his dad would give us permission.
What? All right, you ready? Alperin Sengun.
Spell Sengun.
Sengun. Just spell Sengun.
S-H-I.
Wrong.
Wrong. Beat it. Get yourself a water.
No remorse.
Beat it.
All right, we're back to the front of the line.
Four guys made it through the first time. He's chugging it, though.
Look at that.
Someone's taught him well. So
he's chugging it. I love it. Barton, you're raising him right. Nice job. Now get to work on those arms, buddy. You ready?
All right, Dre.
All right, we're back now to how many we got left? Four?
Four.
Four correct. So we're down now. These are medium. These are medium difficulty. Are you ready? Spell Xander Bogaerts. Spell Bogaerts.
Bogaerts. B-O-G-A-E-R-T-S.
Correct. Way to go, Bogaerts. Dr. Dre. You ready? Jimmy Garoppolo. Garoppolo.
G-A-R-O-P-P-O-L-O.
Correct.
Nice job. Correct.
Wow. I thought there was two R's.
No.
You
one
be chugging
R.
a beer.
Well.
You ready?
No. Go ahead.
Greg Zuerlein.
Zuerlein. Z-U-E-R-L-E-I-N.
Correct.
And it's kind of tricky because we have a Zuerlein who spells it differently.
That's the good Zuerlein. That's how you're supposed to spell it. Not like ours. You ready?
Yeah.
Taylor Heinicke.
H-E-I-N-I-C-K-E.
Correct.
That is correct.
Wow.
They all made it through.
All right.
Now we go to...
What is this guy doing?
Hey, beat it. Hey, boo.
You mean the guy can't drive through a parking lot in a parking lot with a car?
Yeah.
Some cones right there. Oh, All right.
All right, you ready?
Yes.
We're going to the hard one.
That's what
All right.
Said.
Ben Roethlisberger.
R-O-E-T-H-L-I-S-B-E-R-G-E-R.
Correct.
Didn't even pause.
Again,
clean through.
You ready?
Let's do it.
We'll do another Steeler. Pat Freiermuth. Freiermuth.
Freiermuth.
F-R-E-I-R. M-U-T-H.
Forgot an E, sorry.
You missed an E. You missed an
E.
E-I-E. All right, Frank.
All right, Johnny, what you got?
Are you ready?
No.
Giannis Antetokounmpo.
G-I-A.
No, last name.
The other one.
Antetokounmpo. Freak.
That's it. Freak.
There
freak.
We go.
All right, we're down to two.
Well, he has to get through or Dre wins, right?
So far, yeah.
Yeah, this is the hard. Yeah, if he
We're down to one.
We're down to one. If he doesn't get it right,
Dre
wins.
Oh, that's right. Then it's Dr. Dre's. Tua Tagovailoa.
Yes!
T-U.
Now you're out. Beat it.
Dr. Dre wins.
Dr. Dre. Congratulations, sir.
That's it. Congratulations, Dr. Dre. Pearl earrings. Congratulations. Nicely done. All right.
Oh, diamond heart earrings.
Oh, diamond heart earrings.
Look at them.
Wow.
Sure that
diamond heart earrings. Wow. She's actually going to like you today. That'll be different.
You mean the girlfriend?
Well, I don't know who's getting them. I'm not sure who's getting them.
Jennifer Reyna.
Jennifer Reyna's getting them.
Okay, Gilbert.
That's creepy. That's really, really creepy. All right.
He's got a point.
That's right.
The one hockey name we gave out.
Standardized testing. This is standardized testing. Yeah, asking the black guy, the Gretzky.
Well, you couldn't spell Olajuwon. You have no beef.
Yeah, you had Olajuwon. Come on. Who cares?
That doesn't matter. He's a.
He's from Africa.
Oh, I'm out. Nope. John just crossed the line.
Wow.
I'm out of here. I was with you until you did that. I'm out.
Hey, I'm sorry. I can't change it.
What does that have to do with anything?
I don't know. All right, we're going to take a break. I hope my peeps from Chastang Ford can show up. There's my expedition out there right now. I'm telling you, I love the people at Chastang Ford. And if you are somebody that's looking for that Ford car truck, the end of this year, they got unbelievable deals. And listen, there are no deals going on in the car business, but they're giving out a $1,000 rebate. And they've also got the STX for $499 a month, which is ridiculously low, with $999 down. This is nothing, people. And you're not going to find these kind of deals anywhere else because no other dealership is really doing this. I'm telling you here and now, if you're looking for the best deal on a Ford car or truck, you go see my people at Chastang Ford. You tell them you heard it right here, and you're going to get the best deal you can possibly get in the city of Houston. They're the best in commercial sales, and they're getting to be, I'm telling you, they will be the best in retail sales as well. When you go to Chastang Ford, you are going to love being part of the Chastang family. I do. You will, too. Go see my peeps. It's on 610 at Homestead, not Hempstead, just 5 minutes from downtown, or you can do it all online at ChastangFord.com.
This is Jose Altuve, and you're listening to Jung and Lance on ESPN 97.5. Brought to you by Gulf Coast Chevrolet, Buick, and GMC.
Live from Klein's Jewelry for a Veritex Community Bank Roadshow. This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Now here's the kings of Houston sports radio, John Granato and Lance Erline.
Welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. John and Dell, no Lance. He got a tummy ache, so Lance wasn't able to make it. Finishing up the year really, really strong, Lance is. So we appreciate you, Lance, and all your effort. He did get a bunch of prizes, though, for y'all. I hope y'all have got something. Freebirds was out here giving out gift certificates, free burritos. Coors Light has generously donated all that beer that's over there. So we really appreciate them. Thank you to Rambler. That kid, Barton, was chugging down. How you feeling? Are you okay? You did good. You're still okay? Your stomach's all right? Where he was chugging down the water. We appreciate that. All of our sponsors here today who have been I just threw out all the sponsor sheet. Who have been generous in
you're nothing if not professional.
Giving us everything.
Yeah. Courtney, he's going to need your help.
Tiff's Treats, we appreciate you as well. Thank you for sending stuff out. And Blood Brothers, stop by. Hey, if you've got a restaurant and you want to bring us food, we'll take it. And we'll talk about you on the air. Scott McGrath from McGrath Pest Control stopped by We were out in the yard yesterday. I want to tell you, you guys, if you haven't, it's not far. It's right down the street here is Pete's Fine Meats. I got a tenderloin from him. I got to tell you, it was the best. It was unbelievable. We made it on the grill last night. We were sitting out in the backyard. We had no bugs because of Scott McGrath. We got the mosquito killing system. You would think in December, you wouldn't have to worry about mosquitoes, but it's 80 degrees here. So guess what? They're still around, but they ain't at my house because of Scott McGrath. So we appreciate that. He's the best. And that mosquito murdering system is the best. So if you're looking for, I'm telling you, you will not have bugs in your backyard. And go stop by and see Michael over at Pete's. He's there today. And get yourself the best meat that you'll have. It's unbelievable how good he is. So get on over there and go see Michael. Yeah, you put it in your mouth. That's right, Dr. Dre.
You don't have to say everything they say.
That's right.
I know he said
it. You put the meat.
But you know, you have a mic that people are listening. You don't have to say what he says.
Well, I'm just repeating. If you know what? He's selling it
for
Ron, me.
I know you're Ron Burgundy, but not he's, everything.
He's selling it for
he's
me.
He's a parent.
Yeah.
Anyway, we got the eggnog chugging coming up, and this is something that you really want to. Are we going to do this? Is this a Facebook Live thing? Oh, there's my daughter and her husband, Pat, are here.
She was shaking her head in disgust at you. I look over to the right, and there's somebody looking at you with a look of disgust, shaking her head.
Couldn't be prouder, huh? No. See, I was psychoanalyzing her last night because I'm the father of a doctor.
That doesn't make you know she went to school for that.
Yeah, I know, but guess what? She got the genes from me.
Did she?
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Yep.
That's right.
That's how nature works.
Yeah.
That's
right. Yeah.
I watch Law and Order. I'm like a lawyer now. Okay. I didn't birth you. I had a part in it. Okay.
Small part.
It was a bigger part than you think.
I don't want to hear about it.
Okay.
Honestly.
Did you, John? Yes, I did. Yes, I did have a part in it. Look at her. Does she not look like me? Okay. Honestly. It was a part. It was a part. Anyway, so I was psychologically.
Come to a Christmas party, hear about your conception. Is that what it is? She comes to a Christmas party, she hears about her conception. Is that what you're doing?
Yeah, that's what she, yeah. She's forgotten it already. She's a little bit older.
Well,
she's my
oldest. Good to remind her.
All right. And she can't be prouder. Anyway, so we're going to do the eggnog chug. That's why Pat is here right now, actually. He loves to see people chug eggnog and puke. And so we got to get some contestants for the eggnog chug up here. Who's that? You got five? We need five. AJ's in.
Four more brave souls.
And we got a nice... We're going to throw a bunch of nice prizes in this thing because this is the culmination. This is what ends up on YouTube, okay? So if you want to be on YouTube, you're going to come on up. And get up. All right? And so we got to get the eggnog chug going on. So we need contestants. Nothing says Christmas like the eggnog chug. You're getting it? Come on, brother. Come on. We got to get an eggnog chug contest going on.
The prizes. We got to.
You're going to love your life after in a couple hours if you do this. Mr. Gao is here, everybody. How about Mr. Gao? Hey, big hand for Mr. Gao, huh? It's because of him that we're all here today, y'all.
You took a chance with that one.
No. It's wonderful. How about him donating $500
that is
every
awesome.
Day?
He does that every
day. Every day to our charities on our 12 days of giving. Mr. Gao gave $500 every day. So, did y'all do that? No, he did. So let's get some eggnog people coming up here, and let's get it going on so that we have a memorable, and we got to get it on Facebook Live, don't we? We need to get this on Facebook Live. Oh, no, there will be more than one out there. We got to get, hey.
What are we giving away for the eggnog, Chuck?
What are we giving away?
Gemstone Hoops and a $50 gift card to, how do you say it,
Pizzatolos?
Yeah.
Gemstone Hoops. Take a look at these, guys. Mark Klein has given Gemstone Hoops that she will love. Silver and with gemstones in them. So that's going to be a nice gift for her. She will love it. if you win the eggnog chugging contest. Right now, AJ's the leader in the clubhouse. We'll just watch him chug and puke. That'll be fun too. I can't believe this is the first time we've been this scared of eggnog chug on Christmas Eve.
I think they've learned.
I think they have.
I mean, I see a lot of familiar
AJ
faces.
Don't care.
Well, AJ's a different breed.
Well,
I know that.
He's wearing a Redskins hat.
We don't say that anymore.
Well,
I know what the hat.
All right, we got a second player. A lot of people have developed lactose intolerances over the years,
yes.
too. So maybe that's it.
But this is lactose-free.
Is it?
No, it's not.
Well, we'll just say it is. Who cares? You're going to throw up anyway.
If you're lactose intolerant, I don't care.
I don't think throwing up is the orifice they're worried about.
I don't care.
Well, if they're chugging it, yeah.
You can't die from lactose intolerance, can you?
No. We
don't care. It's lactose free.
Is that the line? As long as you don't die out here, things are good?
That's how I feel about my Omicron, okay?
I know. You've been very vocal about
the
Omicron.
You ain't going to die? Let's go.
Let's play football.
Everybody give it to each other. 840 ESPN 97. When we come back, we'll have the eggnog chug. But Mark Klein right now, I need Mark Klein in here so that we can talk about Klein. Because, hey, there is still time for you to get here and take advantage of Mark. And I keep saying, listen, Mark, come here. I keep saying take advantage of Mark Klein. But everybody is taking advantage because you got better prices than everybody else.
You know, we have the customers there in the store, so they're asking questions. We make all the jewelry right here in the store, which is something that's different than any other jewelry store in the city of Houston. You get a chance to come in, look at all the merchandise. Sure, we have thousands of pieces in stock, but we can also make you something. And so that's so much better. You go home, she has jewelry in her box at home that she's not using. You can bring it in. We can make something for you. So anything in jewelry, whether it's diamond pendants, diamond earrings, diamond bracelets, any kind of picture you want made, we can do it.
Yeah.
So anything for you in jewelry, it's always the best price. It's always better than anywhere else in the city, and we've been doing it for years.
So how long? Today is it. So how long are you going to be open today?
I'll be open today till 5 o'clock.
5 o'clock. Get here because you've got pieces in stock right now.
In stock, ready to go. We don't have to make it. You pull up. We wrap it for you. You bring it home. You're a hero. If you're driving around right now, where am I supposed to go? You know, guys, they wait till the last minute. Where am I supposed to go? Well, go to Klein's. And things start at $100. So $100 on up, we wrap it for you, you take it home, and you're a hero last minute, and she didn't even know you did. Wait till the last minute.
Everything you could possibly want in jewelry right now, Mark Klein is going to be open until 5 o'clock. Get on over here to 5868 Westheimer. It's a little late to call him and ask him to make something, but you got everything in stock right now in the showcases. I see all these people in there that are looking right now. Yeah, I love it. The procrastinators, today is your day at Klein's, but he's going to make – he's done this for me before, people. He saved the day. So if you're out there right now and you need to get her something and you haven't gotten that job done, get over here to 5868 Westheimer. It's Mark Klein at Klein's Fine Jewelers. And make sure you tell Marky Mark you heard it right here.
It sounds like Christmas.
Merry Christmas and happy holidays from ESPN 97.5. You're listening to a Veritex Community Bank Roadshow, live from Klein's Jewelry. This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Now, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Come on.
Welcome back to Klein's 5868 Westheimer. We're all out here eating free birds, drinking Coors Lights, and watching if you're not here for the eggnog, Chuck, you know what? You're living your life wrong, okay? Because this is something that's special every year. Nothing says Christmas like guys puking into a trash can. So, AJ, and I forget your name. What's your name?
Tim.
Tim. AJ and Tim are up there, and they're getting ready. We only got two. This is the weakest we've ever had. We've had five or six contestants before. People just buying to puke more than everybody else and win themselves. Mark. No, we're just going to make them chug. You got to chug the 2 quarts, right? Courtney, 2 quarts?
What is it?
2 quarts.
Gemstone Hoops and $50 to...
Whoever wins. Pizzatolas. To Pizzatolas. Pizzatolas.
Yes.
Pizzatolas.
Half a gallon, 2 quarts.
2 quarts. They got to chug 2 quarts, and the winner gets the Gemstone Hoops, which you could take to your wife or your girlfriend. Give one to each. I don't care. Doesn't matter. Whatever you want to do. But wouldn't that be funny? The wife's got one and the girlfriend's got one. All right. So you get. I mean, you guys got to go for it. Let's go. It is the eggnog chug. It's a historical. It's on YouTube. You guys will be on YouTube. You'll be famous. People actually have watched over the years, but we need you to probably puke. So let's.
We've also got. It's not just regular eggnog. It's pumpkin eggnog.
Ooh, gross, gross. You so basic.
You're evil. Evil basic. Basic evil.
Del, get in there.
What?
I'm here under protest. You think I'm doing that?
So, are you ready? Are we ready? Tim and AJ, guys, we need to make some noise. Let's go. On your mark, get set, go. Chug. Okay. Oh, AJ's
throwing it down.
Oh, man.
Tim. AJ can go now. Oh, my God. Pumpkin eggnog. Is there anything worse?
AJ's about halfway done.
AJ is getting it. Tim's going pretty good, too, now. They're both pretty good at this.
But Tim's, AJ's going to crush him.
This is
impressive.
I got a feeling this is going to be a bad Christmas.
Look at this. Look at that.
And holy cow. Let it go, baby. Right back up.
Tim wants to throw, but AJ's in the way. We need a second trash can.
Attaboy, AJ. I mean.
Clarence, you're in the danger zone right now.
You're in the splash zone. You might want to back
AJ
up.
AJ finished it and then threw it right back.
Hey, only a little bit. He still got a lot of it down.
Just
a little bit.
Tim, you only drank half of it.
Because he should have quit. Why would he keep going? It's all right. You made a good decision.
There it is. AJ, once again. Can't be prouder. Can't be prouder, AJ. Hey, it says a holiday.
I don't know if patting him on the back is a good idea.
Eggnog. Where did we get pumpkin?
She bought it.
Courtney has turned it up.
There goes AJ again. Hey, Lazy J, come on, get in there. Hey, Lazy J, we'll give you more earrings if you swim in that for a while. There it is. All right. Listen, they only drank one, but AJ, you deserve it, baby.
Congratulations,
way to
AJ.
Go.
Nice
we have
job.
More eggnog if we want to do that.
Anybody else want to do that? Hey, Lazy J, let's go. Let's go.
Come on.
Yeah. No, he'll be fine. By Sunday, he'll be fine. But hey, she's going to love those. Okay? She better. Look what I did for you, honey. Watch on YouTube. She can watch it on YouTube.
She'll be very
proud. This is how I got you this. That was good. No. That's just good, clean fun for the whole family. Young Barton, did you see that? Look at this. Hey, do you want to try it, little man? You want to try it?
What are you doing?
Daddy.
Daddy better step in.
Daddy, why are we puking out here? Why'd you take me where everybody's puking?
John's the bad uncle.
That's a bad, yeah. That's your nephew? That's your son.
No, you're the bad uncle.
I'm not a bad uncle.
Don't listen to John at all.
Good for you. Hey, if you didn't see this, are we going to put that on Facebook? I'm sure Brandon's got that. Yeah. Josh, you got it? Josh is putting it up on Facebook. You can all watch it.
Courtney also mentioned maybe we can play Flip Cup with eggnog.
Flip cup
with eggnog.
We
already got a guy. We got a few.
More guys.
We got a few.
So what? What's the? You're gonna.
You pour eggnog in the cup, you chug it, and then you set the cup down, and you flip the cup, and then you win.
Then you win. Whoever does it fastest?
Yeah, instead of a
yeah, whoever beats
instead
the other
of a whole
person.
Half a gallon.
Five cups of it?
Five?
Okay, no, but it's only maybe like 2 ounces in each.
Little bit. Little yeah. bit. We'll do that.
We'll get with Courtney. We'll set it up.
Yeah, Courtney, set that up. That's awesome. That sounds like somebody could puke again.
That's all we're looking for.
That just sounds like fun to me. I don't know.
More puking. Why not?
There we got more people.
We got, dude. Yeah. You got say flip cup. Everybody wants in.
Thank you. Oh, thank you. Appreciate it. More gifts for Gilbert. Look at Gilbert's going to have a great, great, great Christmas.
As long as you make sure that money gets there.
Yeah, I'm going to get him the money.
In the box, not your pocket.
Yeah.
I'm going to get Gilbert the money. Nobody is more... Nobody is more trustworthy than me and J.J. Watt, okay? Nobody, right? That's not for Wendy. It would be for the Golden Nugget where I'm going. But Wendy ain't seeing that, okay? That's for Gilbert. He's going to love it. And anybody, hey, by the way, we are going to go at 10 o'clock. Is anybody going to follow in caravan there? Who's going to go? Everybody, you can all go. We're all going to go. It's on Blaylock and I-10 up there. Blaylock and I-10. Let's caravan up there. You might as well. Let's go up and see Gilbert anyway. All right? Gilbert would be like, hey. I'll
leave my bike alone.
Hey, I'm going to buy a new bike. That guy knows where I live now.
You're not wrong.
Yeah, it's not.
Yeah, you think he's joking. It's not.
It's not a joke. It's not a joke. Gilbert may be. Yeah, that may make Gilbert feel uncomfortable. Perfect. Come on. Clarence, you got to come with. Anyway, we're doing that. We're hanging out here live at Klein's, and it just is awesome. We got. Courtney's going to set this up. On the other side, we're going to play Flip Cup. Eggnog Flip Cup. $50 Burger Joint gift card. That's nice. Burger Joint is awesome, by the way, if you haven't done it. Yes, we're going to do that. Courtney, we'll do that on the other side. On the other side. But set up. Who wants to play Flip Cup? Flip Cup Eggnog. Stand up. Stand up to the table. Get up to the table if you want to play. And we're going to play Flip Cup Eggnog. Eggnog Chub. Right here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. And I just want to thank everybody. Y'all listening all year long and being out here. It is. We really, really appreciate it. As a company, as a radio station, we got the best listeners. I don't think there's any question about that. Y'all are the best. We really appreciate you. And over the years, all you've done, staying with us from 610 to 1560 to 97.5 through the years, that is awesome. Most of you have been here for all that time. So we really appreciate that. We're going to take a break. When we come back... Yeah, if you're listening on the radio, suck. If you're listening on the radio, it's going to suck. But if you're here, it's awesome. Flip Cup Eggnog on the other side. Don't go anywhere.
He's gone. John, you still have to talk about John Clay Wolf.
John Clay Wolf is awesome. Hey, if you have... I sold him. Frankie's not here. Steffi's here. She doesn't play bumper cars like Frankie. But Frankie didn't give a rat's ass about her car. She just hit everything she could find, always. And John Clay Wolf still bought that. And John Clay Wolf still gave me more money. He gave me way more money than anybody else would have. It's unbelievable. And he does that every single time. He is the best. If you're going to sell your car, now he's nuts. John Clay Wolf would love this. John Clay Wolf would say things that make you uncomfortable even more than I would. And he is the best. But here's what he does that's the best thing of all is he gives you more money for your vehicle than anybody else will. All you got to do is go to GiveMeTheVIN.com. John Clay Wolf will pay you more at GiveMeTheVIN.com.
This is ESPN 97.5 and ESPN 92.5. Fun sports.